Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah and glory to your mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And we come before you on the day, praise God, this day in which the Lord has made, as we continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for allowing us in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time, my God is good. Hallelujah. We truly want to give God praise, honor, and glory for today, as I truly give God all honor in Jesus' name for allowing me to come before you on this day. I also like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. God bless you, Lady Diane Shaw. You're truly awesome, woman of God. I thank God in the name of Jesus for Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. I also praise God and thank God for Brother Mark, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for all those who take time to come forth listening in onto David and Diane Ministry and Friends as we read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations from King James Version of God, Holy Word. We currently have reached the chapter of Job, Book of Job. Praise God, as we continue to read that with the anointing and the presence of the Spirit of God. So I thank God as I continue to give testimony. I thank God for bringing me thus far. I'm not the man I used to be. I thank God for allowing me in the name of Jesus to stand above ground, to be grateful and thankful for allowing me that though I'm not all the way where I should be, I definitely am not where I used to be, and trusting that I'm able to be an influence to somebody. Name of Jesus. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your time as we continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. We read out of the book of Job, King James Version of God's holy word. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, as we come before you, continuing to move forward, trusting in your word, bringing in your word, asking that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, heal us with your spirit. Allow your spirit to continue to be upon us as we read your word, knowing that your word inspired by your spirit, for it is of you. It is you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you allow your word to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory as the word goes forward in Jesus' name on today. Amen. Praise God. We're coming forth out of the book of Job, chapter 19. Amen, amen, amen. The book of Job, chapter 19. I have a few numbers here that we have coming in. Praise God. We just continue. I see them trying to come in here. Okay, that's Job, chapter 19. Let us read. Then Job answered and said, "How long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye approached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strong to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remindeth myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach. Know now that God hath overthrown me, or hath compassed me with his behold. I cry out with wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my path. He hath stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He had destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. In my own path he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, counteth me unto him as one of his enemies. His truth come together and rise up thy way against me and encamp round about my tabernacle. He hath put my brothers far from me and my acquaintance are verily estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in thy house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. He entreated me with my mouth. My breath is strong to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body. Yea, young children despise me. I arose, and they spoke against me. All my inward friends adore me, and they whom I love are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and my flesh, and I am scathed with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God? And are ye not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words are not written. Oh, that they are printed in a book. That they are given with an iron pin and lead and a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And through after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, who I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, but ye should say, why persecute him? Seeing the root of the matter is found in me. Be ye freed of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. Chapter 20. Then answered Shophar the Nubite and said, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causeth me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite put but for a moment? Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach up to the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. He shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in his dust. Thou wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though that he hide it under his tongue. Thou he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth. Yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of asp within him. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. But God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asp. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the river, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which the labors for shall be restored, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restoration be. And he shall not rejoice therein, because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away a house which he builded not. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of the which he deserves. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his good. Fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him when he is about to fill his belly. God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and he bows steel shall strike him through. It is drawn and cometh out of his body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Yea, the glittering sword tears upon him. All darkness shall be hid in the secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. Chapter 21. But Job answered and said, "Hear diligently my speech. I let this be your consolation. Suffer me that I may speak. And after that I have spoken, mock on. After me is my complaint of man. And if I were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid, I tremble. Take it home of my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live? Become old, yea, after mighty in power. Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offerings before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bow generous and faileth not. The cow cleaveth and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the tabor and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the nuts of thy ways. What is the Almighty that he should serve him? What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? How is the candle of the wicked put out? And how ought cometh the destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. God, they are as subdued before the wind, and as cape that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up the safety of his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him, when the number of his month is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being whole, at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down like a light in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know their tokens? Take, the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way in his face? And who shall repay him that he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The court of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as thou, I numerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answer there remaineth falsehood? Chapter 22. Did that can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise when be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge for thy brother and for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast not forhood bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he hath the ox, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. Our darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Is not God in the height of the heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge there the dark clouds? Thick clouds are covering unto him, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou not the old way which wicked man hath trodden, which was cut down out of thine, whose foundation was overflown with the flood, which said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their house with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scratch. Our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now myself with him, and be at peace. Therefore good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee. The lay in the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou returnest to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of the Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine unto thy ways when men are cast down, and thou shalt see this lifting up, and he shall see the humble man person, and shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. He will plead against me with the great power. No, but he would put strength in me. Through the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot precede him. On the left hand where he doth work, I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held his step. His way have I kept, had not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have established the words of his mouth. More than my necessary food, but he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what is his soul desire? Even that he doth doeth, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for him, and many such things are with him. Therefore
Am I troubled at this present? When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness. Neither hath he coveted the darkness from my face. Chapter 24. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they not know him, not see his day? Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drove away the asses of the fatherless. They took the widow's ox for a pledge. They turned the needy out of the way. The paw of the earth hid themselves together. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, go thy forth to their work. Rising bedtimes full of prey, the wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. They reap everyone his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and embrace the rock for want of shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the brief and take a pledge for the poor. They cause him to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheep from the hungry, which might make oil within their wool. They tread their wine presses and suffer thirst, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. Yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the way thereof, nor abide in the path of thereof. The murderer rises with the light, killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The man also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the water. Thy portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyard. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So both the grave, those which have sinned, the wound shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. And wickedness shall be broken as a tree. The evil interest, the bearer of the beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. His wrath riseth up, and no man is sure of life, though it be given him to be in safety whereon he resteth. Yet his eyes are upon their ways. They're exalted for a little while, but are gone, brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing wrought? Chapter 25. Then answered Balaam the Shunammite and said, dominion and fear are with him. He hath maketh peace in his high places. Is there any number of his army? And upon whom doth not his light arise? How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man that is a worm? And the son of a man which is a worm. Chapter 26. But Job answered and said, how hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou an arm and hast not strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words? And whose spirit come from thee? Dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick cloud, and the cloud does not rain under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds upon the day and night upon that come to an end. The pillars of the heaven trouble, and all the astonished at his reproof. He divided the sea with his power. And by his understanding, he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit, he hath garnished the heavens, and his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, we want to thank God for the conclusion and reading of today's holy word on this day of August the chapter, the 4th, 2021. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. God bless each and every one of you that are listening, even through the archives. Join us again on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. God bless you.
John was here. After going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Praise
in the morning.
Praise in the morning.
Praise. We're going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.